grandmother smoked pot, smoked clay pot. She didn't smoke it regular, but she, Daddy always come and sit by the fire and take his shoes off after he got home from work and had supper and sit in there by that fireplace, and we'd all lay on the floor around that big fireplace. And he'd light up his pipe. Mama didn't like the smell of the pipe. He didn't like Grandma smoking that pipe. Grandma would go get hers out of a suitcase or a trunk. Little old pipe about that long, made out of clay. I can see it yet. Originally it was white. She'd smoked it so much till it got black around the front of it. And Mama would pout around there for 2-3 days about her mother smoking that pipe with Papa.
You ever have to build a fire?
Yeah, and that was my job, son. I had to chop the kindling. That was my job, cut the kindling, cut the wood for the stove. That's a job.
That kindling, is that the same thing as lighter, or is that different?
Yeah, you get light wood. What we call light wood. It's a pine tree that has been turpentine, and then it died, and went. Rich. Don't look like a green pumpkin. Don't talk. Take that down, split it up in pieces about that long, about 10 inches long or 12 inches long, and break them across your knee, and stack them by the fireplace every night, by the stove, kitchen stove, so you didn't make you get up and light the fire. They could go ahead and all they could do. The grown folks could go in and put that kindling in there. Strike a match to it, just like having kerosene on it, come right out. It would burn, and when it got hot, it burned green wood. We had light wooden knots. We call them, go out in the woods and gather up these little old knots, pine and fallen, and the rest rotted away, or big old knots in there, and they were made out of light. You take those ones, bust them with an axe, and they made good tinder.
You were talking about it. What'd you call the things you'd lay the wood across in the fireplace?
Fire dogs. Somebody called them fire dogs. Well, we got some of them out there in the groin.
What about the open place there in front of the fireplace? What'd you call it?
We didn't bother. I had a cover for it. Later on over at the big house, we had cover for it. You know, each one of them had a cover made in front of it, kind of oval shaped. They've used it. When they built that house, they used it. So they have a cover for each fireplace. Some of them fitted right into the face of the chimney, I mean the fireplace. Some of them curved. Had a guard on them. We'd pick them up, move them up, put them back in front of them. And that, you went to sleep with the thing burning, put that cover on it. It would keep the sparks from flying out.
What about the open place on the floor there, right in front of the fireplace?
Now,
did you ever have to clean the fireplace and everything?
We had to clean the fireplace out once in a while when it smoked up. I don't remember how we did that. It had to be done. If it didn't, soot would get in it, and the wind blow down the chimney and blow it all over the house. After you quit using it. So that's why we come in and have to put the covers over it. And when it filled up down there, you want to put a stove in front of it for a long time. Put a wood stove in front of it and ran it into the fireplace. Instead of using the fireplace, use a wood stove. And
what do you call it? That thing that went from the stove to the chimney? What would that be called?
We use pipe.
Is that different?
It's different. You can go down the hardware store, buy it in sheets.